name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. 40 days after Christmas, the One Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church celebrates the meeting of the Lord in the temple. Since it usually falls on a weekday, this feast is sometimes forgotten. But this church, this feast completes the time of Christmas, revealing and recapitulating the full meaning of Christmas in a pure and profound expression of joy. In the person of Simeon today, and from today's gospel, we see a man who was righteous before God, whose primary desire in life was to see the Messiah before his death. We can sense in this man, Simeon, an intense longing to see the Lord. And when he does encounter the baby Jesus, who had been brought to the tabernacle in accordance with the Mosaic law on the 40th day after birth by his parents, the Virgin Mary and Joseph, he utters the familiar exclamation, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory of thy people Israel." Yesterday I couldn't help but think of the marvel of bringing the new young life of Henry Wood into the body of Christ in holy baptism. I still remember when his dad Thomas was baptized. I think by me, I'm not sure. I believe it was I that baptized you, Thomas. When Thomas was brought into the One Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church as a small child. Some of you old timers will recall that back in those days in our church, if somebody had a baby, it was like this communal affair. And everybody would go to the hospital. And the poor hospital staff were just kind of bewildered by this onslaught of all these people, you know. But everybody wanted to see the new child. There was this sense of expectation, this sense of zeal, this great sense of joy that a new child, a new human being had come into our midst. And it was really a wonderful experience, although I'm sure the hospitals didn't appreciate it too much. I remember bringing all four of our children out of the delivery room at Woman's Hospital and introducing each child to our faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. Sometimes sometimes that hall, as I've already indicated, would be full with people. But the sense of anticipation in them was palpable. I mean, after all, they had waited along with us for 9 months to meet these newly born children. How long had the righteous Simeon waited to see the Messiah? We can't say for sure, but we can say that his long sense of anticipation was given to him as a charism of the Holy Spirit. This has application to you and me. Because if the Holy Spirit is active in our lives, there will be a sense of watchfulness in us, a sense of longing to see the Lord, to be with him. And that sense of watchfulness brings with it a sense of readiness to depart this life at any time, to go to be with him in the kingdom of God. Simeon was not simply anticipating the joy of seeing a cute baby, as great a blessing as that is. He was looking for the Messiah and Savior of mankind. God had placed that longing in his heart, and concomitant with that longing, God had given him the anointing of the Holy Spirit to recognize the one true Messiah when he encountered him. So to this day in the Orthodox Church, as you know, we sing the words of St. Simeon at Vespers as part of the daily office of prayers. Father Alexander Schmemann, in his commentary on this feast, writes, "How striking and beautiful an image, the old man holding the child in his arms, how strange are his words, for my eyes have seen thy salvation." Pondering these words, we begin to appreciate the depth of this event and its relationship to us, to me, to our faith. Is anything in the world more joyful than an encounter, a meeting with someone you love? Truly, to live is to await, to look forward, to encounter. Isn't Simeon's transcendent and beautiful anticipation a symbol of this? Isn't his long life a symbol of expectation? This elderly man who spends his entire life waiting for the light which illumines all and the joy which fills everything with itself. He waited his entire life, and surely this means he pondered, he prayed, he deepened as he waited, so that in the end his whole life was one continual eve of a joyful meeting. Such a beautiful expression of the life of St. Simeon. Let us emulate Simeon's sense of expectation. Let us emulate his sense of anticipation, of looking, of seeking, of understanding that this world is temporary. This world is not here forever, but the kingdom of God will be forever. So we need to set aside that throne in our heart, through which we have this sense of anticipation of the reigning King, the Master of all, the Messiah, our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the day that we shall see Him in our flesh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.